And whatever happened to the internal DUP investigation into the behaviour of Councillor Ruth Paterson, who has formally admitted to the court that she posted a grossly offensive message on social media, it looks like that all that happened is that the inquiry determined that the same councillor brings in extremist votes for the DUP. As a result, a whole range of DUP figures, councillors, MLAs, even ministers, jostled to be photographed beside her as she left the court. Even Gavin Robinson, the man anointed by Peter Robinson as the challenger to Naomi Long next year in East Belfast, who the DUP have worked hard to portray as a moderate whilst he was Lord Mayor, he joined the cosy huddle as well. Well, conference, if ever there was any doubt that Naomi Long and Gavin Robinson represent two very different political futures for East Belfast, let those images of him alongside a grinning Ruth Paterson outside Lagenside Court nail it once and for all. And then look at Mike Nesbitt's UUP. Joining the race... No, don't laugh yet. Because it's actually serious. They're joining the race for extremist votes too. They're demanding an end to supergrass trials directed against the UVF. And we've seen his desperate attempts to out-Robinson Robinson by pulling out of the post-House party leaders' discussions, the very discussions whose key purpose is to find a better way to deal with the past than by those grubby deals done by the NIO and Gerry Adams at various stages. There were times a few years ago when it was challenging to explain to some voters that a vote for the UUP wasn't a vote for a shared future, but people on the doorstep don't even ask me now. Because the only shared future that Mike Nesbitt seems to want is a shared future with Jim Allister. But the nationalist parties are at it too, you know, acting out of electorally driven fear of each other that binds both from doing the right thing. Why haven't the SDLP signed up to supporting the National Crime Agency operating in the devolved sphere in Northern Ireland? Electoral politics, where the fight against crime, human trafficking, child exploitation comes second to competing for votes with Sinn Féin. Or the manufactured row over the criteria for the selection of the chief constable, where the two self-styled parties of equality competed with each other to be stand in the way of changes, changes designed to achieve the very equality that they claim to champion. Or maybe equality only matters when it relates to so-called community background rather than issues like disability or gender. Or this week in the Assembly, when SDLP members didn't just vote against an alliance amendment to place a duty on council to promote good relations, they actually signed a petition of concern along with Sinn Féin to ensure it was blocked. When SDLP councillors in Dungannon sided with Sinn Féin in support of a convicted terrorist, it was blamed on local difficulties. When SDLP councillors in Newry sided with Sinn Féin to name a children's play park after a dead hunger striker, it was blamed on local difficulties. Well, conference, what is the excuse when the SDLP party leadership lines up with Sinn Féin at Stormont against good relations? So what is it all about? It's about votes, because votes either make change happen or they ensure that it doesn't. There's no doubt in my mind that Alliance is the campaign and electoral vehicle to make change happen. We have a growing electoral strength and a growing influence. That is evident, as Naomi said, in the increasing attacks on us by others, because they recognise that we are growing and we are threatening the old certainties. We have real prospects in the European and Council elections, with a body of new people stepping forward as candidates and to help in the campaign. And as I said, we saw some of them earlier. And in the lead is Anna Lowe, who's taken us from having no Assembly seat in South Belfast to topping the poll over two elections. But it's not just South Belfast or East Belfast. Something wider is happening. I've seen it in the bundles of letters that headquarters give me to sign as we welcome new members to the party. I've heard it at selection meetings, when new candidates are explaining that they've got to the point where they're not content to just sit at home shouting at the television news, whether out of anger at the behaviour of other people or in support of Alliance. We've seen it in the last three opinion polls, which show Alliance on the rise, and we're hearing it on the doorsteps as we conduct community surveys and work for our constituents. That something is a growing respect for Alliance as a party that offers a real alternative to the sterile argument that passes for politics in Northern Ireland, that is different to the mirror image politics of the Unionist and Nationalist parties. And we will use that growing strength and influence to lead change and to press for those big steps forward, because that's what this party is about. There was a time when some people thought that this party was all about agreeing with people. For some, that was appealing. They wanted Alliance to be the oil in the machine. They wanted us to have no bigger a vision than that of facilitating agreement between others. For other people, that was a big turnoff. They saw us as having no agenda of our own, of being no more than middle of the road or sitting on the fence. But this party is not middle of the road, and we certainly don't sit on the fence. We're not middle of the road between... We're not middle of the road between unionism and nationalism. Our job in the House process, our job in all of the talks processes before that, wasn't to simply agree when others agreed, regardless of the outcome. We never defined ourselves as that, and we never determined our policies on the basis of splitting the difference between the two extremes. We never determined our position on the basis of where nationalists and unionists sat. We set our own path. And that path has always been about taking big steps forward. Our long-standing policies in support of power sharing, of real and beneficial North-South cooperation, of the principle of consent, were policies that we were advocating decades before others came to recognise them as the only way forward. They weren't our policies because we thought they would keep everyone happy, but because they were the policies that offered the best opportunity of big steps forward. Likewise, our approach to fair employment, to human rights, to integrated education, to the environment, not developed in order to somehow give unionism and nationalism a little of what they wanted, but to lead change for the equal benefit of everyone in Northern Ireland. Our Belfast councillors didn't advocate the flying of the union flag on designated days because it was some kind of halfway house between the demands of unionist and nationalist councillors. They advocated it because it was the right thing for the city of Belfast based on clear and unequivocal equality advice. And as Anna said when she and Stuart Dixon proposed the designated days arrangements for every council in the Assembly this week, it was to remove that toxic debate from council chambers because it was right. And when it came to determining the minimum criteria for appointing the next chief constable, I didn't go along with the dodgy compromise that the DUP and Sinn Féin asked me to. I insisted, as an Alliance minister, I would do the right thing and they would have to veto me. We saw enough of dodgy side deals when the government tried to buy off whoever was being difficult at certain times in the past, and I want no part in that. I would rather stand... I would rather stand for Alliance principles and lose than allow those principles to be diluted in some kind of dodgy deal behind the walls of Stormont Castle aimed at giving everyone a quiet life. And by the way, don't let any of those parties ever lecture you about their commitment to equality. Shame on them all, DUP, Sinn Féin, SDLP, UUP, for collaborating to reject equality in pursuit of whatever party political agendas they had in play. So lest anyone out there be confused, let me be very clear. Alliance is not a split-the-difference party whose vision is limited to whatever might keep unionists and nationalists happy at any given moment. Too often, that's what the peace process amounted to. No, we are a party with an entirely different vision. An entirely different vision for Northern Ireland, which is our own vision. And we're committed to tirelessly and determinedly pursuing to make that vision a reality. Conference... Some in this society are motivated by the hope of a united Ireland. Some are motivated by the continuation of the United Kingdom. What unites us all in Alliance is an unequivocal, total commitment to building a united community. So So when people ask you on the doorsteps what Alliance is about, tell them this. Alliance is the only party whose primary objective, whose driving force, whose very reason for its existence is a determination to build a shared future for everyone in Northern Ireland. We aren't the moderates in Northern Ireland politics. We're the radicals. We don't fit that unionist versus nationalist mould. We're there to smash it. And there's only one way we will smash it, and that's by convincing more and more people to step forward and to vote Alliance. And that's what... That's what the next 26 months will be about, through the elections to councils, to Europe, to Westminster, to the Assembly. Between now and the 22nd of May, we need to put everything we can into taking our message and our vision to the people of Northern Ireland right to their doorsteps. In recent months, I've heard so often that people in Northern Ireland are more fed up than ever for what passes for politics here. There's a palpable sense of frustration that politicians haven't taken the kind of big steps that I've described. Parents who are encouraging their children to build their future here, but have now lost faith in the ability of politicians to make that attractive. Business people who are tiring of the efforts to get the message through that division and economic growth don't mix. Senior police officers who want to put their resources into tackling crimes against older people or the exploitation of young people, but are having to redirect them into putting out the fires lit by incendiary political language. Taxpayers who struggle to square politicians' cries about funding for healthcare with the fact that the same politicians are content to see money being wasted dealing with parades and protests. These are the people we need to talk to in the weeks and months ahead, because their frustrations are our frustrations. Their hopes for this community are our hopes. They want Northern Ireland and its future to be taken back from the extremists. They want politics to be driven by the needs of the many, not the few. They want politicians to take the big steps needed to deliver real change. They want what we want. For us, wanting these things led us to step forward and join Alliance. For some of us, wanting these things led us to step forward and stand for election. The step forward we now need is for those who agree with us to step forward and vote Alliance. We need to convince them that Northern Ireland won't get the future it needs unless they vote for it. Because those who want us to stand still will still come out to vote, and they will vote for standstill. We need to convince people that the only way to take Northern Ireland back from the extremes, the only way to say to the leaders of the other parties that they must take big steps forward, the only way to make a new start to local government, a new start to a shared future, is to step forward and to vote Alliance, to vote for Anilo for Europe and Alliance candidates for local councils. Because, conference, it's time for some big steps. It's time that we dealt with the past, with truth, with justice, and with decent services for victims and survivors. It's time to settle the issue of official flag flying. It's time to take this community back from the paramilitaries and the extremists. It's time to resolve education reform. It's time to grab every opportunity to take big steps towards a shared future, whether in local government reform, whether in integrated education, whether in shared housing. It's time now to move beyond those impasses and standoffs, the small steps forward, followed by the two steps back. It's time now to use politics to deliver change and to end stagnation. It's time now for a politics for everyone. It's time now for a society for everyone. It's time now for a shared future for everyone. It's time now for Alliance and all those who share our vision to step forward. Let's go for it.